This is CPR News. Colorado has billions of unexpected dollars in its next budget. The pandemic had forced big cuts last year. CPR's Benta Berkland reports on who might benefit from this extra money.
Republican Senator Bob Rankin sits on the Joint Budget Committee, which introduced its proposed budget to the full Senate this week. He says he's glad the bill would reduce a long wait list for services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The budget would do this by funding more spaces in group homes.
It creates 520 slots. We think we have as many as 3,000 people waiting for services, so it's a great start.
K-12 schools are also poised to benefit after seeing their budgets cut in the early stages of the pandemic. Senator Chris Hansen is a Democrat from Denver. He says the state is able to restore those cuts and even give additional money to schools.
I think K-12 is going to be in a position where they can really rebound, help students catch up that fell behind during the pandemic.
Other parts of the budget aim to make the state more equitable and add funds for colleges and universities to recruit and retain students of color and first-generation students. Democratic Senator Dominic Moreno chairs the budget committee.
All of those students, they've been disproportionately affected by the pandemic.
All of this money is available to spend because during the pandemic, white-collar workers did better than expected. While that meant more tax revenue, Colorado lawmakers are aware that lower-income workers haven't rebounded. They say they want to target their relief to those Coloradans. Democrats control state government, but this budget does already have some bipartisan support. Senator Rankin says he does expect fellow Republicans to push for changes, like more money for roads and bridges.
I don't see major issues with the budget, but, you know, the minority party always asks questions, and you never get unanimous vote on the budget.
And there's another wild card. Lawmakers and Governor Jared Polis also need to figure out how to spend Colorado's share of the federal COVID relief money. That could change priorities for the state's own spending before this budget is finalized. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And there's more on the budget at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is Morning Edition here on CPR News.